What's up, everybody? Welcome to Run Radio. I'm Quinn.
I'm Brian.
And today, you guys, as promised, for the podcast, we want to react to a popular video. And we actually stumbled across this video just in, following marketing and listening to all the things that we do. And we know that this is so popular. And we're kind of, I hope this isn't poisoning the well, but there's a reason for its popularity. There's a lot of people that want to just make a quick, easy buck, right? So the video that we're reacting today is Santral Media's How to Start a Digital Marketing Agency in 2025. And frankly, there's nothing against Santral Media. I think he's a great marketer. He's got some great videos, obviously doing really well on YouTube. We basically picked him out of a hat. His video showed up first. So today we want to talk about maybe some gold nuggets that he does talk about. So if you're looking to start an agency in 2025, certainly this is going to be valuable to you. If you're looking to start a business in general in 2025, I think we're going to have some nuggets of knowledge that might be helpful to you as well. And then, of course, we just want to talk about maybe why this, give a little bit more down to earth, straight up, transparent perspective of what maybe sometimes gets evangelized and put set on the golden pedestal. We're going to try to maybe diffuse some of that.
Bring you back down to earth.
Yeah. So without further ado, we're going to jump in. And we skipped past his intro here because we want to just dive into his chapters. So let's go ahead and check him out.
Why marketing? Why running an agency? What's the point of this? There's probably 1,000 different business ideas that you could potentially run with this year in 2024, or maybe you're watching this in 2025. So why an agency? The reason why I think this is the best or one of the top three businesses that you could potentially start this year is because there's really no cost up front to get this started. So service-based businesses are wonderful for this. If you're starting an e-commerce brand, which we have equity in a bunch of brands, but that's a very capital intensive. Like, you need a lot of money up front to go and start like selling physical products. It's expensive.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. So he says there's no money up front. And certainly I would say that the overhead is less than, say, having to buy a physical location, which many agencies do anyway. But I wouldn't say that it is free by any means.
Yeah, I think you can start freelancing or get a group together to start freelancing together and just have your computers. But that's a little bit different than having an agency, because there's a lot that you're going to need to have set up to be effective for your clients. I mean, it's not going to be as easy as free or zero, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'll say we officially started the agency in 2022, and we had already, even at that point, had to incur some overhead costs. They were low in comparison to maybe other businesses, but I think he's right when he says service-based businesses, especially online service-based businesses, are going to have a lower overhead. But you have to consider, we already had 20 and 10 years of experience in the marketing field, which, gosh, you're going to be in a hot water if you're trying to start an agency pre-experience. So there's some money and time in that alone. And then, yeah, we had a handful of software that we had to have at that point to start an agency that maybe we didn't need as freelancers, as side giggers before. But yeah, I'd say I think you'd have unrealistic expectations if you thought it was going to be free to start a digital marketing agency. Okay, let's keep going.
All right.
Expensive. But with a marketing agency, there's really no cost besides just using your brain, going out, finding customers, and selling those services. And another beauty of an agency is that it's really up to you on how much you can make in this field. And I say that because I know a lot of people who do this very much part-time, and this is how kind of we started out way back in the day, many, many years ago, is pretty much part-time. I was in college, and so you could do this 10 hours a week, and you can make a couple thousand dollars a month, or you could take this very seriously, scale it up, do it full.
Yeah, basically. So that's what we were saying, right?
Yeah.
You could, if you're gonna do it and you're gonna try it, starting on the side and utilizing some resources that you already have available to you, certainly gonna be a cheaper way to do that.
Yeah, I also think it really depends on what type of digital marketing agency. If you're doing social organic social content, or, you know, there's definitely channels that are going to be less intensive compared to, for example, SEO, where you're going to need rank tracking software at a minimum. But there's always going to be some costs that come along with it, especially either in content production or the tools to have effective reports or be able to get the right analytics in place. So,
yeah. And I'll say just generically about this video, something that it kind of is off-putting for us is that there are so many videos like this. And what does that mean? There are so many that are trying to then build a bit. It's very similar to, and I'm not going to knock entire industries on the podcast, but there are industries, you know, direct sales and things that get a little tricky when people sell you the idea of you know, having this mountain of wealth come to you with very little investment or cost. I think anytime somebody is selling that idea, you got to take it with a grain of salt, right? And what ultimately happens for this industry is we then get a bunch of triers going out and posing as experts that then causes, you know, a little bit muddying the water for the industry. And then you get people that have bad experiences with agencies, or they're working with middle managers and outsourcing to other places. And what does that do then for those that are experts? So we get a little negativity from this, where it's like, hey, the world is your oyster. Because the world is your oyster. We're not trying to tell you that the world's not your oyster, but it certainly isn't something that you just want. Imagine yourself jumping in, starting an agency tomorrow. You get on a call and somebody's like, hi, my back end isn't connecting to the front end. And now my emails aren't going out when somebody buys a purchase or, you know, rents a storage facility, right? Basically, you're gonna be in hot water if you don't have some technical prowess under your belt. And I think that maybe we miss some of that here.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep going.
Time and make tens of thousands of dollars per month. So it's really up to you on how much you make for agencies and how much time you have on your hands. Now, of course, I can't promise.
We got to talk about that for a second. So he's saying, right, 12 grand of monthly recurring revenue in 90 days. Tricky.
Yeah, maybe at a casino or a lottery ticket.
I think maybe some realistic comments here are, you know, when we started a little near 3 years ago as an agency, we already had that technical knowledge for what it required to fulfill well. And even still, we hadn't considered the difficulty of sales. We're good marketers, right? But to get on the sales calls and to have good sales pitches and offers and then, you know, closing, that's a different skill set than what we had as marketers. And so if you think you're going to just jump in with no experience in marketing or sales and you're going to close 12K of monthly recurring revenue in 90 days, I think, obviously people have done it,
yeah,
but
awesome.
I think that might be a slightly unrealistic expectation. Okay, here we go.
See that you're going to make millions of dollars from this, because truth is most people are going to watch this and not act on it and probably
that's
not
true for sure.
Going to make money because they're just, you know, going to do other things. And that's understandable. But my hope is that some people can watch this and take it and run with it. So in terms of goals and expectations, it really is up to you on how much you can make. And in terms of how much it's going to cost you, pretty much free. There is some software that is very, very useful. And for example, if you want to set up an LLC for your company, then you're going to want to use something like Northwest. This is how we set up our LLCs. Basically just legitimizes your...
Okay, I got to say something about that as well. I would say that that's the easy stuff.
That's the part where you... I don't know if you need a software for that. Maybe
no.
To make it easy, but I think you can just go to the state and the federal government and then pay the fees and then you're up and running versus having someone do a middleman there. But it could make keeping track of some of that stuff easier. I'm not sure. I thought that was interesting. And I've seen some of our clients that have used companies like that when we needed some documentation for advertiser verification or A2P certification or something like that and needed to get some of that documentation, where rather than just pulling that file that they had, that they've gone and worked with a third party like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say, you know, pre business ownership, I heard a lot of kind of rumblings from friends and family that's like, oh man, you're going to have to get an LLC and then you're going to have to figure out like a point of sale. And what will you do about insurance? You know, those were relatively easy fixes, especially because we had networked locally and kind of put ourselves in touch with bookkeepers and insurance people. It was like a call and they were done, right? So I think you could definitely save some money there. And I think that's probably easier than it appears here. Yeah. Okay. And maybe we might need to jump through some of this because he's got a lot here. There's about 30 minutes, but let's keep going and see what he's got.
Or company. So instead of you just running around having people paying you personally, you can create a formal company, a limited liability company using Northwest. It's like $39 plus some state fees. So I'll show you just how easy it is to do this. But I would recommend everyone go and set up an LLC now. It's like the first step of creating an agency. So goals and expectations. Okay, let's get into the next section here where we're talking about the different types of marketing that you could excel in and which field should you look at. So let me just list off a couple of different options for marketing. Because what I don't want you to do is go out and try to be what we call a jack of all trades, where in your first marketing agency, you try to sell a dozen different services and you basically end up half-assing all of them and not.
So this is a really tricky one. We've heard a lot of people kind of go both ways on this. You know, niche yourself down, make sure you're really good at one particular thing. Certainly, if you don't have marketing experience, that's a great place to start. You probably should have done that before you started a marketing agency. In my opinion, I think the idea of like fake it till you make it probably isn't a fair representation when you're selling a service, right? If you sold somebody something, you should probably have a high level of confidence that you can do it. So I would say you probably want to have a level of knowledge in something pretty deep before you start. The idea of niching down can be really tricky if you do it too early. So you want to have enough services for enough industries that you can go out to market for your own self, right? And have something to offer. I think all too many times, and this goes for businesses in general, you get a business that comes in and is like, I'm gonna fulfill, it would be like a plumber saying, I'm going to do drain cleaning only. And only in such and such county. That's going to be really difficult for them to hit enough of an audience to be able to build a business. We always tell young businesses to consider driving further than they might want to, right? Expand their market a little bit that way and to make sure that they've got enough services to kind of have some breadth, because no doubt somebody's going to come and ask you for X, Y, or Z. Now, certainly you can outsource, right? You can white label as well. But yeah, I would suggest that while I agree with part of the idea that you need to niche down, the part that you've got to have some sort of technical something, you got to be able to do something, right? I would also then rebuttal with, gosh, if you niche down too tight, too quickly, you're going to find that the well's dry and you don't have enough stuff to work with. Yeah.
You need an audience.
All right, let's keep going.
Being an expert in any one of those fields. So what you want to do is obsess over one specific field and become the best at that. Sell that as a service. And then later on down the road, you can add other services. And I'll show you how to do that later in this video. But here's some different fields that are very, very profitable in the marketing industry. Okay, so the first one that a lot of people think of is social media. So social media marketing, running accounts for businesses.
So we got to talk about that for a second. If you want, because we just said the marketing agencies are abundant. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty saturated market.
Definitely.
And of all of them, social media would be the top most saturated.
Yeah, because of all the agencies plus everybody's niece that can do it as well. That's the thing we always hear. Oh, my niece is doing it.
Right. Yeah, because you get a lot of users of social media as well. And often what happens is you get somebody that uses a platform enough that they're like, hey, I can do this. And not to put them down, that's a great place to start. But certainly I would suggest that if you start doing social media marketing, you're going to be met with a lot of headwind in that there's just, it's both a kind of a lack of understanding of what value you're offering. Because we certainly believe that a good social media marketer is far better than somebody's nephew or somebody's niece. But you have to overcome that kind of industry, or I guess space. Everybody thinks that same way, right? There's kind of this glass ceiling there that you're going to have to push through.
And that is one place where maybe I think if you've niched down as far as the type of industries that you're going to work with, if you're going to do social media marketing and you know a particular industry really well, then you might be able to speak to their audience on that channel.
That's true.
And so that's one element of niching, where, or a channel in particular where there, you might find some benefit.
Where you understand the problems really well and therefore have really targeted solutions to those problems. Yeah, I'd agree with that. Okay, let's keep going here.
Be running their TikTok accounts, their Instagram accounts, their Facebook page, anything along those lines. This is a pretty straightforward business. It's also pretty competitive because there's a lot of people offer to do that for businesses in your local area or any other type of companies. But it's one that's pretty straightforward, and most people can do this without a lot of training. And so that's beneficial to you, that you don't have to spend a lot of time learning how to create content. But also, like I said, there's gonna be a lot more competition with that as well. So social media marketing, basically getting clients. This could be, you know, the local ice cream shop in your area. You have them on retainer for $500 a month and you do a certain amount of posts for them per month, and you have packages and you run their accounts for them. I just made up that number there, 500. There's a lot of factors that go into the equation there. The other thing you could potentially do is paid ads. So paid ads is one that Mike and I really started with, and it's one that we found to be the most successful for us.
Okay, now, let's talk about that for a second. I would say that this is probably the most common for people that are successful to start with paid ads, because while it does require some technicality, you've got to know the platforms, you've got to know conversions, you've got to know how to set up campaigns. So there's like a marketable, tangible skill there. It doesn't require time and algorithms and things that are outside your control, like SEO might. And so this is, we see a lot of people that start here and find success because they're doing a service that most businesses need and won't take the time to learn, and that will show quick return on investment.
Yeah. The other thing I would say there is a lot of these platforms, they're trying to make it easier for what in the past has required a lot of technical prowess to get your conversion set up and running, where now if you're
a lot more plug and play.
Yeah. If you're working with Shopify, it's like you logged into the app.
Follow a wizard. And
yeah. So I think it depends entirely on who you're advertising for and the platform they're on, of whether or not it'll be easier to find success. The other element there is all of these platforms are happy to take these companies' money. And so finding success, you really need to be able to know how all of the different campaign types work.
Yeah.
What audiences they're hitting. I mean, it's not overnight, but there are free training and guides and certification from most of the platforms to advertise on their platform. So you can get certified in it, learn how to use the platform, offer those services, and be effective.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I have anything else to say there. Let's just jump to the next chapter here. He's talking now how to be an expert in the field of marketing.
That's what he says. And I've seen so many people who want to start an agency, but they're just not sure how because they're worried about their lack of expertise in this field.
You know, I have to say something here, because what I don't want to be is a naysayer. Certainly, if you want to like be a business owner and you want to go get after it, you can find success. I mean, we're here, we're doing that, right? So I'm not trying to talk you out of it. Certainly we white label for some agencies that started and maybe didn't know how to do some of the technical stuff, and then they found a solution through us. So certainly you can do it. I don't want to put anybody down. And what I would say in the same breath there is like, then do it, right? We have a saying down up in the gym. We've got, if not now, then when? I do believe in like getting after it, right? We say getting after it and hustling and make it a hustle, right?
Yeah, everyone has to start somewhere. I think the only reason that people have any type of negative experience is just someone selling a dream they can't fulfill. But I think if expectations are set appropriately, things are priced appropriately, and you know what you're getting into, then there's no reason to, you've got to start somewhere.
Yeah. And that goes for any business, you guys. Like if you're thinking about starting a business and you're watching this podcast, I would hope that you feel inspired to go figure it out, right? Solve the problem that's most ahead of you and solve it one problem at a time. Because that's basically what we're saying here is, while we are trying to bring it back down to earth and set clearer expectations that maybe we feel like weren't quite there here, what we do want is to help you still feel motivated, inspired, and disciplined, like internally pushed to go do it. Because I think you can find success if you have that, right? Okay, let's keep going here.
Show you how I would become an expert in marketing. This is actually what we did. There's a certain level of what you would say, fake it till you make it, but you want to be careful with that. Because if you go out and you start an agency and you promise the world to a customer and you say, I can do this for you, I can make this beautiful website, I can, you know, do all these things on social media for you. If you overpromise and underdeliver, that's going to be a disaster. So be careful faking it.
Yeah, we kind of talked about this, right?
Yeah.
I think fake it till you make it's a really scary thing to say when you're running a business, to say it that way. And generally, I believe that concept in other areas of life, like just keep doing it until, you know, the idea of like, say that you're a runner so that you associate with runners and you do what runners do. I agree with that. And maybe in the same vein to say, I'm a marketer, I do what marketers do. I follow, you know, a lot of marketers. But certainly when you start selling something and you start taking somebody's money, gosh, you better have a high level of confidence in your ability to fulfill. There's not a lot of room for faking it and making it there.
Yeah, well, and I think there's a lot of people that have, or, you know, at this point, you're competing with auto dialers from overseas that are selling a lot of the same services, that are making big promises. There's a lot of big promises out there. And I think that's why we're, in particular, this point is important, because faking it till you make it, when you're in that world, you don't want to get lumped in with like the not actual real marketers. You just want to set clear expectations and.
Yep. Okay. Let's see. We're rounding out here on our time, but let's catch a couple more details. Let's jump to his next section here for tools. I think this will be really valuable. So let's see what he says.
Quite a bit as well. Now, in the next section, I want to just share some tools that are very helpful for running your agency. So, of course, we have Northwest for setting up that LLC. We have Squarespace for just creating your website. But then we also have something like High Level. And so a lot of agencies use High Level for running their company. Now,
yeah,
the reason
this is interesting. We don't see a lot of people mention High Level, but they should, because High Level is basically... has kind of, we'll say it's kind of brought the value of what HubSpot or Salesforce offered large companies, you know, years ago, and made it really accessible to non-technicals. So, High Level is something we stumbled across, at, past jobs, and why I was drawn to it is, I didn't have to go and learn or get more familiar with like databases and SQL and some of those things, and to do basically the same thing that I was doing with those solutions. It was like plug and play, WYSIWYG, click here, and you could get a lot of the same functionality. And so, yeah, you can offer now marketing automation, CRM, without having to be, and this is a place that you can learn it really quick. The learning curve is really low.
Yeah. And with High Level, you can deploy websites, you can deploy landing pages. It's got a lot of tools, and I think they're a great platform, especially whether you're just starting or whether you are, you know, ready to take on bigger things. I think it's a good fit.
Now, I will say, kind of in that same breath, most of the smaller agencies that we have come in contact with over the course of the last 5 years that might be falling into some of that fake it until you make it, I would say that the High Level has enabled them, right? Because Yeah, I think there is this idea of kind of direct selling. It's like you can have it's not direct selling, but it is like multi-affiliate levels. And so basically you just get a lot of these guys saying, hey, you could do it. And then they're like, hey, you could do it and I'll teach you how. And so there is this difficult to place your thumb on atmosphere or culture or community with high level that I just want to make sure if somebody's come to you and they were like, you can be an agency owner today and high level's the way, and I'll give you access to high level through me and I'll be your resource. I learned the hard way that was, I'm like, where is the actual source of truth? Who can I talk to about this functionality issue? And I think high level's come a long way over the last 5 years, but I remember being like, how come I can't get a hold of somebody from high level? I was treating high level like maybe HubSpot or Salesforce, where I needed to have like a technical problem solved from the software. And I just kept finding like other users that had their ideas about it. So that can be tricky.
Yeah. Or selling their support for it.
Right.
Yeah. There's a lot there.
So I would say high level, super good at enabling marketers, maybe tread with caution, because it can be tricky to navigate that if you don't know what you're getting into. All right, let's keep going.
This is kind of like an all-in-one software. It is a little bit expensive, but regardless, I will leave a link to it below in the description that you can check out. I will try to create a tutorial. Yeah. You can run a lot of different processes.
Okay, yeah, ClickUp for sure.
ClickUp, and big companies use ClickUp. It's kind of similar to like Notion or Asana or Monday, but it's one that we like to use. We just started using it recently, but I know a lot of big companies that use them. So you can just see what you can do on here.
Yeah, so ClickUp, and he was just mentioning there, very similar to, it's basically Monday.com, Trello, basically any, you need a project management software for sure. And ClickUp has automations. So very similar to high level, you can kind of really quickly set up a system for you to perform or fulfill better for clients and more consistently. So yeah, I would definitely say, and maybe even rather than going through the rest of his list here, you've got to have, so project management, you've got to have tracking like Brian mentioned. So whether that's SEMrush is a really, but it's expensive, right? Mm-hmm. Ahrefs. We would never, even if you're not an SEO, you probably have to have Screaming Frog. If you're working with websites at all, you probably need Screaming Frog. That's going to help you identify website issues in general. And then what else would you say? You've got to be familiar with analytics.
Yeah, that goes a long way. And I guess really depending on what channel you're getting into, the more you can familiarize yourself around website things, that's going to be beneficial. So if I know he mentioned Squarespace, but I would say getting familiar with WordPress is going to be pretty critical. There's so many businesses that are using WordPress, big and small.
Yeah. Well, you guys, I think we covered, I haven't watched the rest of this video, but we will. And if I miss anything, I'll leave it in the comments. We're curious about what you guys have experienced. Have any of you tried to start an agency? Where did you run into issues? What, what learnings did you find?
What's in your tech stack?
Yeah. And also we're curious about, if you're watching this video, what are you interested in that maybe we could hit you better with? So we've got a lot of experience here and we want to make sure that we're providing value to you guys. So if you've got ideas, if you want to pick our brains a little bit, leave us a note in the comments for sure. And we'd love to do that. You guys, that's our first reaction video.
We did the first one.
So hopefully you found that valuable. It's a little clunky for us. We're trying to figure out how to do that better. But, if you've got other videos that you're running into and you maybe want to have, kind of a down-to-earth perspective on, definitely send it our way and we'd love to see them. And with that, this is Run Radio. I'm Quinn.
I'm Brian.
And you guys, don't forget to like and subscribe. I was going to say, we'll catch you on the next video. This is Run. Grow fast.
Scale smart.
Hey, you guys, thanks for watching this video. Of course, we hope that you liked it and we hope that you want to share it with your friends. Maybe even press that like button for us. maybe even subscribe. You could toggle the notification bell so that you get notified when we put out our new videos. If you found this content helpful, you guys, go ahead and visit rundigital.com and you can sign up for our newsletter there, where you will receive then all the latest and greatest from Run Radio news and updates, of course, in marketing and in business growth. You can find the sign up on the homepage of the site. Of course, if you're looking for help in your business or your agency, you can reach out directly to us from the website, or you can even check out our completely transparent pricing on rundigital.com/pricing. You guys, we do white label our services to other agencies who may not feel like they have the capabilities to fulfill on some of the things that their clients need. So you can hit us up about that. If nothing else, you can certainly find us on all the socials, where we have short form videos on quick tips and tricks that you can do to fix your marketing mistakes right now, or to just get more out of your digital footprint for your business. Anyway, as always, we'll see you in the next video. This is Quinn with Run, Grow Fast, Scale Smart.